Ancora?
Pure vicino a Francesco.
Vai, vai.
It's a Saturday afternoon in a large, light-filled church hall in Rome. Around a long table, just beside the church kitchen, sits a group of teenagers, busy at work slicing vegetables. Potatoes, carrots, eggplants, zucchini, prepping them to make veggie kebabs. For the past 6 years, they've been meeting here twice a month to share the pleasure of cooking and eating together, and learning about nutrition. All of the kids are visually impaired. Some can't see at all, others just a little. Some have other challenges too.
Va bene? Prendiamo un altro pezzo. Sei pronto?
The cooking lab, called Tocco Annuso Assaggio, Touch, Smell and Taste, was launched by Nahe Deslaye. She's a Palestinian-Israeli special needs educator who's been working in Rome with those who are blind and visually impaired for more than 40 years.
Perché la mancanza della vista.
Not being able to see your food makes it less attractive. When we pass by a pastry shop, we see how good something looks.
Mmm, che buona questa.
Yum, look at that. Sight helps develop our other senses. But for the blind, taste isn't helped by sight. That's why what they eat is often very limited, and especially why they often refuse to eat vegetables.
E poi era un rifiuto della verdura.
Which is why she has one rule for kids when they try a new vegetable.
Non puoi dire non mi piace.
Before you tell me you don't like it, you have to take 5 bites. And if after 5 bites you still don't like it, fine. This proved to be a leap forward because they kept eating after 5 bites because they liked it.
Continuato significa che piacciono.
Nahide comes up with recipes that taste good, but that also use seasonal vegetables and fruits. She uses herbs to add flavor instead of salt, oil instead of butter, and halves the sugar content. Kids who can't see don't do as much exercise as others, so nutrition is extra important.
Va bene, Matteo? Facciamo vedere? Dai, Simo. Bravo.
Touch is an essential part of the process, she says. When they mix cookie batter, for instance, she has them do it with their hands, something the new kids resist at first because they don't like to get their fingers sticky.
Perché loro devono sentire la consistenza.
They need to understand the consistency of ingredients. For example, because they can't see the yellow of the yolk, I have them feel it and mix it. Then they feel how the consistency changes when we add sugar or oil or milk or flour. Then they learn how to shape the dough into a cookie.
Fare la forma del biscotto.
Le mele, la farina, lo zucchero.
13-year-old Matteo lists off the ingredients of his favorite recipe he's made here, apple pie. He's been coming to the program since he was 7. He says new recipes aren't all he takes back home with him.
Aiuto nonna.
Now I help my grandmother cook, and when my dad comes home from grocery shopping, I always go to see what he bought.
Che ha comprato.
He also eats a range of vegetables, including his new favorite, pumpkin.
Before I started coming here, I didn't want to touch or taste new food. But thanks to the food program, I've learned to.
Grazie a questo laboratorio ho imparato.
Matteo's mom, Giuliana Pomarico, remembers just how little he ate as a toddler. She says when he did start eating, all he wanted were French fries, burgers, and fried cutlets, salty, fatty food. The only way he'd eat vegetables is if they were pureed, and even that wasn't easy.
Because he couldn't see, whenever Matteo touched anything that was slimy or slippery, like boiled carrots or even pasta, he would gag.
She says the hands-on approach Naida takes helped Matteo overcome his reaction. Here, the kids pick up the raw vegetables, feeling their shape, weight, and texture. They dip their fingers into olive oil and rub and smell the herbs they use as seasoning. They also touch the cooked food to feel how it changes when it's cooked.
Perché comunque sei preso anche da mille altri problemi con le terapie.
As a parent, you're running around, taking your child to therapy, gym, school, so you really don't have the time to dedicate to cooking and teaching your child about food. So this time spent here has been very productive. Matteo now has a good relationship with food and even eats fruit that before he wouldn't even touch.
Ma pure la frutta, ad esempio, prima non mangiava tutti i tipi di frutta.
Marzia Filippino, mom of another boy here, Riccardo, says Nahida's program has not just improved what he eats, but how.
Sì, anche perché si è abituato anche a mangiare insieme agli altri.
He is now used to sitting and eating at a table together with others. This was always a challenge for us at home because our principal concern was just to get him to eat. So we'd often do what you do with a two-year-old, feed him separately as quickly as possible before he'd lose interest. Thanks to this program, Riccardo sits with his friends around the table. He's learnt to eat with others. Imitation is so important.
Quindi l'imitazione è una cosa importantissima.
21-year-old Patrizio is a history buff who says he loves hanging out with his buddies here. He's the one who asked to make vegetable kebabs today.
Perché mi piacciono gli spiedini, mi piacciono i bastoncini.
Because I love skewers, I love the little sticks. And I love vegetables too. Potatoes, sweet peppers, eggplant.
He says he's also learned another important skill.
A riconoscere il cucchiaio, la forchetta, il coltello.
How to recognize a spoon, a fork, and a knife.
Sì, come si usano.
Including how to cut with knives. Not an easy feat for those who can't see. But with the help of several volunteers and careful instruction, many in the group are safely using knives and skewers.
Uno. Due.
Each Saturday, after the kids prepare the recipe, whether muffins or a potato flan, into the oven or onto the stove, the food goes. Today, as the delicious smell of roasting vegetables fills the room, out come percussion instruments, with each member of the group getting a different one. Music therapist Alessandro Severa starts pushing and pulling on his accordion, circling the table, singing a song of greeting to each of the kids. This is Severa's fourth year of pairing music with cooking with the group. Different activities, he says, that sharpen fine motor coordination and enrich sensorial perception.
Per me sono le due grandi gioie della vita.
Music and food are the two great joys of life. I like eating, and so I like cooking. It's a sphere of human existence that everyone should have the right to experience.
L'esistenza umana che secondo me tutti quanti dovrebbero provarla.
Diana Carter is a nutrition and food systems expert at the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO. She says children accessing a healthy diet and learning about food and nutrition help with their growth and development, protecting them against diseases, and making sure they have enough energy to learn and be physically active.
This type of education can really impact across the life cycle so that children can feed themselves and teach their families as well, get the right foods and even at the right prices, prepare healthy foods and meals that they enjoy, and also recognize poor food choices and resist eating them.
She calls Nahida a true food hero.
Nahida's modeling a sustainable and inclusive food system right in Rome. This project really provides access to healthy food and education to a vulnerable group. And this can plant the seed that can bring about the food system transformation the world needs.
Back around the table, the kids and their parents who are invited to join in dig into the vegetable skewers. Nahida asks Matteo how many he's eaten. Five, he says proudly. She asks another group member if she liked what they made today. Squisiti, she replies, exquisite.
The best feeling is at the end, when the families say, Nahida, can you give me the recipe?
Ma Nahida, mi dai la ricetta?
But Nahida doesn't want to stop at just cooking. She says she'd like the kids to understand where the food comes from. So the next step in the program is to plant a vegetable garden nearby that the kids will help tend. and eventually to sell the produce in a local market in Rome, to help the kids gain confidence interacting with the community here, expanding on the confidence they've already gained by learning how to cook and enjoy healthy food.